Serialistly is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. Hey, true crime besties, welcome back to an all new episode of Serialistly. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to an all new episode of Serialistly with me, your host, Annie Elise. And today we're doing a little bit different of a deep dive than we normally do. Today's a follow-up deep dive. About a month ago, I released an episode all about the Epstein emails and files, and I was joined by a special guest, Dr. Leslie Dobson, forensic psychologist currently working with Congress trying to decipher what all of these emails and files mean, moving forward for change. And we had a really, I wanted to say, open conversation in that episode about the allegations, what the public is saying, some of the conspiracies, what's fact, what's fiction. And at the end of it, I asked you guys, hey, do you want a part two? Is there more that you want to know? What questions do you have about all of this if you've been seeing it in your feed? So today we are doing part two to that episode. So if you have not listened to part one, I will link it in the show notes, whether it's the audio version or the video version. As a reminder for all of my YouTube watchers on here, everything is going to be highly, highly censored in the video version. So if you want the uncensored version, you either can go listen on the podcast feed where it is completely uncut, uncensored, or you can get the video version uncut, uncensored on Patreon, but we have to censor it for YouTube guidelines on YouTube. Welcome back, Dr. Leslie.
Thanks for having me. Thanks I feel for like being we're going to need like a part 35.
I know. This is a new series. This is a new podcast. No, I know.
Amazing.
Ever since our last conversation, we've stayed obviously in touch. We're friends and we've been texting. There's been another drop of 47,000 new documents. There's been Clinton's deposition. Yeah. There's been more information, a new arrest, because I don't think we had ever talked about Prince Andrew's arrest on the last episode. I think that happened right after. Yeah. So there's a lot I want to go over. I mean, you can see I have like all my notes here. I have questions that you guys have sent in from like Instagram that you want us to answer. And so what I want to do today, is just pick up a little bit where we left off. Maybe we'll circle back to a couple of things too, but just talk through what is going on right now. You obviously are working alongside some congressmen and working through this too, trying to make sense of everything, saying what's going to be actionable.
Yeah.
So why don't we start with that? Just talk to me about where things are at right now.
So a lot of Congress follow me on mostly Instagram. I don't think they're cool enough on TikTok.
Not TikTok users. Congress doesn't use TikTok.
So both sides, right? Democrats and Republicans are both trying to figure out how do we make sense of all of this? Because what we're seeing now with the most recent drop is we've got the most recent drop. We've got information about the case with Trump, with the 12 and the 13-year-old girl. And we've got Clinton, Bill and Hillary Clinton's depositions. And then in that most recent drop, we're seeing Putin. We're seeing Russian intelligence.
Which when you told me that, okay, you called me the other day when I was driving down to Palm Springs. And you were like, and I forget what exactly you had said, but basically saying – there's allegations that Epstein was a Russian asset.
Yeah.
Which I'm currently, I don't know if you ever watch this, I'm rewatching The Americans right now.
No, I haven't.
Okay. So it's all about like the KGB and all these stuff. Okay. So I was like, wait, what's happening? Am I living in an alternate universe? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And it sounds wild to think, but you had explained why. So can you break that down a little bit of where that comes from?
And I wrote this out. And also, I'm sorry if I can't pronounce these names.
No, that's fine. That's fine. We'll give you grace for that.
So we were all kind of looking at Israel, you know, is he an asset for Israel? But now to me, I'm like, wait, is he a double agent? Or is he run by Russia and then schooling Israel and then everyone else, right? Is he a con man or is he one of the most epic spies we've ever seen?
Well, because to that point, I mean, it could, I guess, go either way, because he was surrounding himself with very elite, influential people, and that he was almost arguably targeting them to get them in his orbit so that he would then have leverage and secrets and, you know, dirt and blackmail on all of these people. So are you doing that because you're a con man and you want the whole finance company from whatever his face is, Wexner or whatever? And or is it because, you're a spy?
Yeah. And it says in the emails over and over that he attempted to get to Putin, but he could never get to him. But he is – Putin's mentioned 1,000 times in the emails.
Wow.
And then there are Russian elites. Now, I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right. An ex-deputy minister,
Sergei Belyakov. Okay.
So he was a Russian security official for the Federal Security Service. So what they do is they do domestic intelligence and counterintelligence. Why is he all over the files? Why is he emailing Epstein?
Is it? Do you think it's because he wanted to go to one of Epstein's famous parties or things like that? Or you think it was more business conversation?
It was definitely more business conversation, because what he was trying to do was get to a Norwegian asset, the ex-prime minister who, again, Thorbjørn Jagland.
Okay.
Now, he was leveraging people in Epstein's network. The Russian guy was leveraging people in Epstein's network to get to other countries.
So now, in addition, and tell me if I'm understanding the story, in addition to the claims of cannibalism, jerky, trap doors that lead out to the sea, all of these Pizzagate, all of these things, now there's this new thing entering the fold of, was Epstein a spy for Russia?
Right. And what they asked Clinton during the deposition, and one, I take major issue with that deposition.
The Bill Clinton's deposition,
yes. Like, I appreciate that Congress is doing this, but only lawyers should be giving depositions.
So let's table the Russian piece of it for a minute. Let's talk about Bill Clinton's deposition, and then we can tie it back in with the question leading into the Russia.
So the link between Clinton and Russia is the honeypot scheme.
What's that?
So he was asked directly if he was in a honeypot scheme. And again, it was a stupid question because of the way it was phrased. It was a lawyer would ask it better. But a honeypot is an intelligence or espionage. It's espionage. Wait, I can't say the word.
Espionage. Yeah.
Espionage.
Yeah.
I'm very tired. Okay. So it's the deliberate sexual entrapment of a person. It's a planned out operation to entrap them and then leverage the video footage or the pictures for something political or financial. And so it's very common. Russians do this a lot.
So they asked Clinton in the deposition if he had any involvement.
Yes.
And what was his response?
He giggled. And granted, this deposition was 4.5 hours.
Well, and he giggled a lot during the deposition.
Yeah, and I don't know what his medical status is or his cognitive status, because he was shaking, you know, like medically shaking, not nervous shaking. But when he was handed those pictures, he giggled and he looked at them with such admiration.
I saw some of that where he looked at it where it's like, sometimes it was an outright smile. Other times it was almost like smiling with his eyes, but where he looked at them with like as if it was like a fond memory.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, the people who have mocked it and made videos, they're really, really funny.
So let's talk about the deposition as a whole. What was your what were the biggest takeaways from that deposition that you saw and that gave you pause or is making you question things?
Well, I've never believed him, right? If you look back to his original depositions with Monica Lewinsky, he was very careful with his words. He danced around the topic, a lot of tap dancing. You know, I didn't have relations or defined sex, things like that. And he did similar things, but just not as savvy or crafty. He wasn't as articulate this time around. But he did say that picture in the hot tub was because he was invited there for an AIDS – they were on an AIDS trip, and he was invited there by a sultan. Now, sultans are mentioned like, I don't know, 10,000 times in the files. There's a lot of sultans, but the sultan of Brunei was the one who invited him. He's in there 175 times, and he is talking to Epstein about sexual things.
The sultan is.
The sultan
what kind
is.
Of things is he talking with Epstein about?
Getting girls.
So he and Epstein are having these exchanges about obtaining girls. And then he invites Clinton to this hot tub party. That's where that picture is. And I know Clinton had also said that my Secret Service was right nearby, which it's like, that means jack shit. Hello. Like,
right.
Come on. That doesn't mean anything. You know what? Let me just say this too on the record. And I said it in the last episode too. I think most people can agree this isn't a left or right thing anymore. This is a humanity thing. It's calling out dangerous people, predators. It's calling out the bad behavior, regardless of which side of the political fence you're on. And so I saw some people commenting like, oh, like you're just bashing Trump. You're doing this. No. There's plenty of bad behavior to go around. It's not about
pushing
one narrative or another. And then I thought something else was interesting. And I don't remember where I exactly saw this, but I thought that it was a really powerful statement. People who are saying, this is all unfounded, there's no proof, there's not this. It's like, is it unfounded or is it uninvestigated? Because it seems like there is a lengthy amount of digital evidence and trails to back up a lot of this. Has it been adjudicated? Obviously not. And that's why everybody's so freaking pissed off right now. Like, where is the follow-up? Where are the arrests and what's happening? But going to the deposition, I just wanted to mention, like, it's not red, it's not yellow, it's not red, it's not blue. It's calling out bad behavior on both sides.
And I think the part that politics come into, like, they're all bad. These are horrible monsters, right? But we're at this point where Trump does have the authority to unredact these files. Now, does he not have the authority? Do other countries literally have authority over him? You know, we don't know how systemic this is. Why hasn't it come out earlier? That's a fabulous question. But we have so much now. Why can't we keep going with it? And when we entered Iran and bombed them, I don't know what you want to say, took out the Ayatollah, there were 60,000 pages taken off of the DOJ on the Epstein website.
At the same time.
And there were further redactions. Now, they've been continuously doing this.
Removing and redacting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why I wanted, if we can put in the show notes or draw your audience to where to look for the other files. But if you're looking just solely on the DOJ, you can see them toying with the files.
So you think that was not a distraction, but the timing of it is convenient to where you have everybody looking in one direction. So you have the misdirection of then removing these files, redacting them.
Yeah.
And am I understanding this correctly in saying that you're saying we don't know if Trump even has the power to be the one making the decision to unredact everything? Everybody right now is like, Trump, unredact it. You're not unredacting it because you're guilty and it's going to show what a scumbag you are and this and that. But you're saying, well, does this go so much higher above Trump's pay grade where other people in more powerful positions are in control to where maybe he doesn't have the authority? Right. That's interesting.
Right. And, I started going down this thought process when I interviewed Eric Swalwell, who's running for Democratic governor in California. And I don't know who I'm going to endorse either side. I don't know. I really want to learn what people are actually going to do and how they're going to help Americans and stand up for this country. And what I found out was that there was a Chinese spy planted in Eric's campaign before he even ran for Congress 10 years ago.
Wow.
Right when I was graduating from my doctorate. China knew that guy was going to go somewhere in politics, and they put a spy in his campaign. The FBI found out. They told him. He fired the spy. There's a bunch of conspiracy around all that, too. But it is known that China knew he was someone to watch.
Wow.
Now, that, to me, is such a level of sophistication that we can't deny the fact that Trump may be compromised, and as well as so many other leaders. Mm-hmm. And then we have Kash Patel, who fired people looking into the Epstein files. And Kash Patel, who just fired 12 Iranian terrorist specialists from the FBI.
So if I'm understanding this right, and maybe I'm not, so please correct me if I'm completely missing the mark on this, where maybe lay people like myself have been thinking, oh, nobody's investigating the Epstein files. They're not unredacting it because they're trying to protect Epstein, Trump, Clinton, call it the Illuminati, Jay-Z, whoever the hell else, like that's why. They're just trying to protect men in power when really it's to protect intelligence secrets, countries who are pulling the strings, higher level operations regarding war and the country and things like that. It's not about bad behavior. It goes even higher.
I think it's both.
Okay.
I think it's both, you know, and it comes to that, our capacity to hold that duality, which people struggle with, you know, I'm happy we ended the life of that horrible person in Iran, but his son took over and I'm not happy we're going to war. So it's, we have to be able to hold the duality of both. Like this was a nasty group of people. We have names, nothing's happening to them. Professors, you know, the students are taking it upon themselves to burn their cars.
And why do you think that nothing's happening? Because yes, people are resigning. People, there's of course public outrage, but why is nothing actually happening with arrests?
Well, and I think the case with the 13-year-old and Trump is a good example, and not to talk directly about Trump, but it's a good example of how this world works when you get to this level of eliteness and financial ability, right? And when you have the CIA involved, you have assets, and you have any amount of money in the entire world to give to someone to shut them up, right? So this case that came out last week as well is that there are these allegations against Trump harming a 13-year-old, and we only had one of the investigations, but then a reporter found that there were four investigations. So they put forward, they're redacted still, but they put forward the other three, right? It was deemed credible, and then she backed down the victim and said that the blackmailing and the abuse and the threats were too overwhelming for her. And who knows if it's viable, but that there was so much blackmailing, it led to her mother going to prison.
Wow. For what?
I don't know. It didn't say in the files. And we don't know who it is.
How interesting.
But it was deemed credible, and she backed down. It never went anywhere because it appeared to be so dangerous for her.
Yeah, people in power have an ability to shut things down.
Right. And so, you know, Obama knows all of this. You know, Clinton knows all of this. Hillary Clinton knows all of this. Anyone up there knows all of this.
Has had access to this.
And they've all been complicit. They haven't stopped it. They haven't brought this forward. But now what we're seeing is that Trump is in office right now, and he's actively trying to prevent it from coming out further. So I think he is going to get a lot of blame because he's the face of it right now. But they're all involved.
Yeah. That's interesting. Why do you think it's coming out now that Trump's in office?
I think the timing of Thomas Massie and Ro Khanna working together and subpoenaing the Epstein estate was a brilliant idea because I don't think anyone had done that before. And then the files were previously sealed as well.
Yeah.
Now, I do think that Trump used that as leverage to campaign on the Epstein files. He campaigned on the Epstein files.
That's right. When he's like, I'll release it all. It's, yeah, we're not going to have secrets. But yet it's like, well, why isn't it then released and unredacted? Is it because you actually can't deliver on that promise? Or is it because you are intentionally hiding shit?
Yeah. Right. And, you know, it was a smart way to campaign. It was savvy, but it's not being followed through on. So now we have all these questions, of course.
Well, and to your point, I think it is a really smart way to campaign because everything that the public has been demanding for years now is transparency. They just want to know what is going on. However, it's like once you start learning what's going on, it's almost too unbelievable to be believable to think that, and I'm just going to make a very like dumb elementary comparison here, but it's like to think that shows like Scandal or The Americans or things like that have any sort of, I don't know, tiny bit that are rooted in truth or that's how things operate. I remember, I don't know if you've seen Scandal, and I'm not trying to say, guys, that Scandal is real. Don't come for me. But if you've ever seen it, she obviously works in the White House alongside the president. There's cover-ups, all sorts of things. And then there's this group called like, what is it, like B62 or B60-something, whatever, where it's like they're actually the ones who are controlling the president and controlling all that. And I'm not saying that that's what's happening now. Obviously, that's very conspiracy territory. But when you see little things like that, and then now, decades later, you're starting to see things that align with that in the files. It's like, is that so? Was it rooted in some truth because some people have not? Like, is there more to that maybe?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I think it's not just America. I think the world is waking up to the fact that the corruption is so significant. You know, we can't live in the Truman Show anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's the access to social media. I mean, we have whistleblowers. We have so this vast ability to gain information. And then we have the Epstein files, which is a world conspiracy of money laundering, sex trafficking. It's amazing. I mean, the recent drop talks about 9/11.
So let's actually talk about the recent drop and maybe even reference the original drop. I want to talk about some of the specific files. I don't know if you have file numbers readily available or if there's specific ones you want to reference, but why don't we talk through what are a couple of the biggest new revelations that have come out in the files?
You know, for me being a doctor, I'm very focused on the doctors in the files and how they're still practicing.
Some of them are not practicing, though. Is that right?
Or are professors.
Okay, let me pull up my list here.
Mm-hmm. Some have stepped down from roles but maintained private practices. But most of them are still actively licensed.
And just to play devil's advocate here a little bit, I'm looking at this list of doctors. Key ones from 2026 drops, no full master list, redactions, here's who pops out. And it shows how many times they have been mentioned. Stephen Victor, for example, a dermatologist, it says hundreds of mentions, treated girls for STIs, got loans and payments from Epstein in his will, things like that. So that, I would guess, you could argue if he's treating girls for STIs and things like that, like there probably is something shady going on there. Right. But what about like Dean Ornish invited him to Lenox Hill event in 2014 honoring a guru? Is that just, it was one of Epstein's parties, it was a black tie gala, it's another doctor who happened to be invited or attend, or is there something further in the files that ties him in some sort of sinister way to like bad behavior?
Not that I've seen.
Okay.
But
so which of these doctors would you say are tied to potential bad behavior? Stephen Victor, probably.
Well, I think all of them were aware that he was a sex offender.
Okay. So because it was post-2012.
It was post-conviction.
Okay.
And so that to me was...
Why are you engaging with a predator who's on the registry?
Right.
And, yeah.
And then you've got the ones who, like Adam Romoff, I think he's a big one, who was providing the birth control and the STI shots to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got the doctors who were stitching up the girls who had their vaginas ripped open.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Search the files for stitches.
Okay. Oh, actually, I don't want to, but hold on. Okay. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah. I don't know if I have their names right here. But there are – the girls were injured a lot and they were taken to doctors to be checked out because part of the sexual abuse was violent sexual abuse. And as we've seen as Pam Bondi mentioned on that hot mic, there's 12,000 videos that they aren't going to show.
And can you just remind listeners, because I know you and I have talked about this offline – can you remind them what was this hot mic moment that was captured? Because you can find it out there too. It's out there. And it's a video, I believe.
It's a video. She's at like a cafe.
A restaurant of sorts.
Yeah, talking to somebody. And then somebody across the way, I don't know, maybe 5-6 feet, is videotaping her talking. And she says, you know, and this was last year. Mm-hmm. And she says, well, we don't really know when this is all going to come out because there's like 12,000 videos and they're all just little girls.
Oh my God.
Right. So the fact that she just got subpoenaed and is going to have to answer questions in front of Congress again for this case is a big deal. But again, she's a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Congress people are not lawyers.
Yeah, she knows how to wordsmith. She knows how to work around certain things.
Right.
So with these doctors, obviously there was a lot of awful stuff happening, a lot of abuse and assaults going on. So these doctors are alleged to have participated in the cover-up to some degree, whether that is prescribing medication, performing, not surgery, but stitch-ups and things like that.
And abortions.
And yeah.
Right? And then we have IVF and we have fertility. And Epstein was using his embryos or using his sperm in the eggs of the trafficked victims and then impregnating them to make these perfect children. Now, one thing that's always been so disturbing, and it's even more so now in the new files, are the babies. There are so many babies mentioned, and we don't really know who the babies are, who they came from, where they went.
And why they're mentioning it so many times.
Right. What did they do with these babies? We have the actual emails of Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
They didn't redact his Gmail password. That's how we made Jmail. If you look up Jmail, it's literally all his emails because a hacker took the password, took all the emails, and made a new account.
Wow.
Like, that's how dumb they were at the beginning. Yeah. Now they're getting more sophisticated with redactions and realizing that the public's not going to let this go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just ridiculous to think that they weren't doing something with babies. They mm-hmm. were – he wanted to make the perfect person. And he kept – his sperm is still in an IVF clinic, his embryos. And then we have emails saying things like, you know, you can sell drugs once, but you can sell a child over and over.
Yeah, I've seen those. It's – I mean – everything is just so incredibly dark, and I think that's why sometimes it's difficult for people, myself included, to even believe that there's validity in a lot of it just because it's so difficult to wrap your mind around it.
Right.
But I said it last time, where there's smoke, there's fire, and when there are certain search terms or keywords used that many times and that much bad behavior or alleged bad behavior, there's got to be some sort of rooted truth there.
Right.
At least in my opinion.
Right. And, you know, I would never, like, I want Epstein to burn in hell, you know, but I have to say in some of the videos when he's describing what other people did, he himself looked like he was going to gag.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he was also playing into these powerful men's fetishes.
But he had fetishes himself.
He did.
Absolutely.
He was absolutely disgusting. But I think it even went past whatever his ability was to digest it.
Like if he wanted the massage from the young girl, Ghislaine would curate them. Then he would sexually assault them. And he liked younger girls and this and that. But something going so far as him participating in cannibalism or him doing something, he was more of the orchestrator, the cover guy, the cleaner, the fixer, and the curator. Yeah. Okay.
I think so.
And he just had all of these powerful people in his orbit.
Yeah.
And he wanted that leverage to continue his rise to power because he came from, you know, he's a nobody. And then – or if he's trading secrets.
Yeah. Or if he's a known asset.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I made a list of all of these keywords.
Yeah. I want to go through those. So can you just tell me what does sugar sandwiches mean?
Sugar sandwiches, I haven't been – It's not clear. It okay. appears to be like a sweet little girl or a virgin.
Okay.
So, I mean, we definitely – one common fantasy in people not in the Epstein files is to take a child's virginity.
Oh, of course.
Right? Sexual predators want to be the first one. Those are part of the Trump allegations is that Epstein or Trump, one of them was mad at each other for taking the virginity of a little girl. And it led to a fight.
Well, and I'm just going to actually really quickly interject here, and I'm going to share some very disturbing facts with you guys. I have been vocal before. I partner with an organization called CRC, Child Rescue Coalition. They are fantastic. They've created a software that they help partner with law enforcement to identify offenders. When people are exchanging CSAM material, they can pinpoint it on a map. I mean, they're incredible. If you guys have never looked into them, you definitely should explore it. But my point is, when I began partnering with them in more of a official capacity, I learned more about their technology, went through their demonstrations, and it was almost as though my worst fears were realized because not only is there, of course, everybody's like, oh, she's like, there's a need for college guys, even she's a virgin, this and that.
Yeah.
But predators, and they specialize in predators, there is such a market for underage children, not just prepubescent children. I have seen the material with the umbilical cords still attached that they either assault them because the mom gets paid and delivers it or they kidnap, whatever it happens, and abuse material inflicted upon these infants. And it's a very real thing. So while I know that it can sound so dark and awful in these files and these allegations, I just wanted to interject and tell you guys with a known organization who combats this stuff, who has made – so many arrests, who partners with law enforcement. I have seen it with my own eyes. There is such a darkness out there in the world that there is a whole market for yeah. predators who go after literally a 1 minute old child because yeah. they are as pure as they can get. And it is fucking sick and twisted. It truly yeah. is.
And so, I mean, why I'm so fascinated by this is because that's my world, mm-hmm. right? I'm a forensic psychologist. I work with these guys. I work with cannibals, as the Wall Street Journal wanted to only mention. But I work with high-risk sex offenders. I Google Coalinga State Hospital in Northern California. That's where we warehouse all of them. When I walk into that hospital, they line up, the men line up, and they applaud. They are so disturbing. Mm-hmm. But going through their files and seeing what they've done, killing people, killing babies, and then sexually assaulting them, mm-hmm. using fecal matter, it's drinking blood, cannibalism, eating them while they're in the act, after the act, cooking them or not cooking them.
Oh my God.
The reality is that we have court records of all of these guys documented. We had to go to trial. Mm-hmm. This is real.
Yeah, it's a very real thing that happens. It's not yes. just make-believe with Epstein and these powerful people. It has happened with bottom-of-the-barrel dirtbag people, yeah. and they've gotten caught for it. And so to think that it's such a far cry that it's happening with these influential people, I mean, it's not.
No, I mean, just last week, didn't a guy get arrested for having sex with a dead animal on the yeah. side of the road? Mm-hmm. What was the animal? I thought it was a larger animal. I was
going to say goat, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Would hate to walk up on that, but that's just a guy on the street.
Yeah.
Imagine if you have a curated menu.
And you're doing it in secrecy and nobody will find out. And you're on this island enacting your worst, most depraved right. fantasies. And you have the ability to do it in secret.
Right.
What would you do? And if you could, and that's a great question. It's like, if yeah. you could do anything in the world right now, your most your biggest fetish, your most perverted thought, your darkest thought, any thoughts of hurting an old enemy. If you could do the darkest or most perverted thing that's in your mind and know that you would never get caught, what would it be? And I hope everybody's like, I don't have those thoughts. God, I fucking hope so. But it's true.
But if you don't have those thoughts, then why don't I give you 1 out of 10 and see how you like it? Let me give you 2 out of 10. See how you like that. Let me give you 3.
Yeah.
And that's what Epstein did.
Yeah.
And he did it to royalty.
Yeah.
And he did it to presidents. He did it to sultans. And he strategically got them to email so he had evidence as well. Mm-hmm. He videotaped it. There were cameras in Kleenex boxes all around his apartment complex. He had 17 apartments within that New York estate, mm-hmm. right? His brother co-owned that. His family's still around. His brother's still talking. You know, his sister is still verbal about this.
Well, and I think that's an interesting point, too, that I think you and I spoke about on the phone regarding the surveillance of it all, how many cameras he had hidden, not only these emails, but basically having blackmail on all of these people.
Yeah.
Then when you tie in, let's just say Pizzagate, okay? And how many, I don't know if you have it on here, how many times pizza was even mentioned, but we know it was mentioned, you know, all the time. Pizza parties. Thanks for the pizza party. Come over for pizza. Where it's like, first and foremost, what billionaire is having pizza that often? Who's throwing pizza parties? But if you're right. at such a level where you are having surveillance in your house, right. capturing Bill Gates, Bill Clinton, sultans, whoever they are, I just feel like that's for a purpose to capture something, not just capture a harmless pizza party that you're having with them, right? Yes. So it's yes. like if you just kind of read between the lines, obviously there's no – if I'm having my girls over for a Galentine's Day pizza party, I also don't yeah. have 17 cameras wired in my kitchen to film them because nothing right. nefarious is going on. It's pizza. But like if there's other shit, that's why yeah. you want to film.
And – people knew, like his brother Mark in an email said, oh, yeah, I was curious what that girl was doing there because she seemed a little old for you.
Yeah.
In an email.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we still have a lot of information to gain. Mm-hmm. We have to start investigating this. And I think with the Alexander brothers being yeah. found guilty yesterday, beautiful.
Like, now, for those who are unfamiliar with the Alexander brothers, we did a deep dive on this about, gosh, maybe a year ago, maybe a little longer. It was like right around the time when they were being arrested and everything was coming to light. But can you just let everybody know about that case? They are the three powerful people in New York, the brothers, real estate tycoons, and they were now convicted, multiple sexual assaults.
Yeah, I can break it down. So we have Oren, Tal, and Alon? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I remember the pronunciation was a little weird with that one.
Okay, so luxury brokers, two of them, or one, there's a pair of twins, right?
Yeah.
One of the convictions was they raped a girl together, which that's just like, fucking twisted.
Yeah, why are you having sex with your family? Weirdos.
It's so gross.
Right? Yeah.
So trafficking, abuse, drugging the girls at parties, and one of the rapes that was described happened at Epstein's house. So we have major ties because they're all in the same area. They're all in the elite same group. Their real estate firm sold things to Epstein, so we have monetary ties as well. And so in the trial, they tried to basically throw this all out because they said that the jury was going to be biased because of the Epstein files coming out. But I actually think it was great timing. The jury was so fucking infuriated that nothing's being done about the Epstein files that they're doing something about these guys, which I'm so happy about. But so 11 girls testified, but it could have been, you know, almost 100 that would have and I say girls, they're women now, I believe, but there were some were girls young when they were assaulted. And they were assaulted all over. They were trafficked to different states and countries, and then they were raped and they were drugged. And the trial played out and showed that these girls were telling the truth. These girls, exactly like the girls, exactly like the survivors of Epstein, same story, right? Except, you know, maybe these are more easily fall guys.
Yeah.
Because they're realtors.
Yeah. It's more mainstream almost, and it's not so like – it's not so complex. It is in the sense of everything they did and how many victims there were, but it's not as complex as all of the allegations where you have to like untangle this whole web now like you do with the Epstein of it all.
Right. Right. So, and then this also, this plays back to, which I think we'll be seeing a lot more over the next few months. We'll just guess, you know, our premonitions here. I think the Playboy Mansion is heavily involved with Epstein.
Really?
Heavily.
I mean, I'm not that surprised to hear you say that, but why do you say that?
Because Hugh Hefner has three stories of black books, of Polaroids.
Wow.
Of taking pictures of his parties. Why would you do that?
It wasn't like casting photos or anything like that?
It was everyone.
Oh.
Is everyone. And so right now there's a lawsuit. Crystal Harris, his wife.
Oh, I think I did see that.
Who she was trafficked as well, is suing, trying to get those books.
So that they're not exposed.
No, she wants to.
Oh, I thought she wanted to get them so that the images of the underage girls are not released.
She wants to protect the victims, but she wants to expose the trafficking ring that was going on that Epstein learned from.
Oh.
So Hugh Hefner was a teacher to Epstein. Now, the other side of this is that the lawsuit is, it's difficult, right? Gloria Allred is fronting this lawsuit, but Hugh Hefner has two brothers and they want those black books.
Of course.
And if you go on Crystal's Instagram, she's got photos from inside. She's got photos of the books and everything. They want those books because they want to alter the information and hide it and scale down the story of what their brother did.
Wow.
So we are like, this is active litigation, and I'm very curious how this is going to turn out.
Serialistly is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. Do you think that between, I don't know, Clinton's deposition, when Pam Bondi goes in front of Congress or anything like that, do you think more information will come to light? Or do you think it's all going to be the public who is demanding answers and deciphering all of the information that they're able to pull off the internet?
I have three guesses. I would say we're going to have more whistleblowers. I think our devoted FBI agents are fed up with this shit and they hate Kash Patel. So we're going to have whistleblowers because so many people have seen the unredacted files. So many people did this, right? We're going to have whistleblowers coming out. I think we're going to have other countries that are capable of getting these files before the redactions occurred, right? We also have, we had, what, 5 terabytes hacked, and I think they said they got 4 back. I don't know what that means, but some country had the capacity to get in there and take stuff. When are they going to use that and leverage that?
Right.
Right? And then I think we're going to have leaks. Like, not just whistleblowers, but we're going to have leaks coming out. We're going to have people coming forward with evidence that they've been too scared to come forward with before. And once we rally enough behind them, and we need billionaires to support them because they're going to get sued for defamation.
But the problem is the billionaires are rolling with that crowd.
Right.
Yeah.
So as soon as we start to see this turn of turning against the people stopping this and the people with the money backing the survivors. And again, we don't put it on politics necessarily, but if the House does flip Democrat, I think Congress people want to be in the cool crowd, right? The cool crowd right now is like, no, 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 like, let's not expose this. I don't want to put myself out on a limb. Well, if you flip the House, the cool crowd might want to expose it.
Okay.
And I don't know what that means for politics in general, but for Epstein in particular, which is what I care about, exposing these files, that might be what does it.
Yeah. And going into the files, I want to go through some of these terms with you a little bit and tell me and see if you can tell me what they mean. These are, I'm assuming these are the most populated terms, correct? And some of these aren't like code word necessarily. There are things, words like fertility, IVF. We all know what that is and what he was probably alluding to. But
I think they're good words for people to look up who don't believe that this is happening.
Talk to me about dinosaur.
Dinosaur, now, so dinosaur is in there a lot. I'm not entirely sure what it means, but with my criminals that I've worked with, it was an older
person,
youthful victim.
Okay, okay. The dentist is believed to be code for terminations, pregnancy terminations.
Or taking the teeth out.
Teeth out so that they couldn't bite. That's right. Yes. And then who was it? The, like, professor who had said?
Mark Trammo.
And he's at USC?
He's at UCLA.
UCLA. And he's the one who had advised via email, dehydrate the baby. They'll suck harder.
Yeah.
Have the
if
mom's
hungry.
Have the mom's voice nearby. All sorts of, like, disgusting, crass things.
He emailed, but then he emailed sentences about this. And then he also emailed articles about this without any words.
Which is like, why does Epstein need to know, have that information?
After Epstein is a known sexual predator.
Yeah. Why does he need to know what's going to make a baby suck harder? Unless he needs to know because,
Yeah. And what the survivors have told me too is that that teeth were removed.
Yeah.
So that the victims wouldn't bite the penises.
That is so fucking disgusting.
And then Epstein, also his girlfriend, he made her into a dentist and she worked with him.
Jeez.
Now she's still alive. She's still kicking. Why aren't we subpoenaing her?
Yeah. I saw there was one woman who came out on TikTok a while back that claimed to be his girlfriend. She was younger, pretty. And I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. She claimed to be his girlfriend, saying he was, like, a great guy. It's all these other people who are throwing him under the bus. I'm like, are you okay? Or are you just doing this for clout and clicks? Who really even knows?
It's all money, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the reason Virginia Giuffre didn't come out earlier or more, because there's so much more she could have told all of us before she lost her life, is because she took settlement money from a lot of powerful people, and that money went to her children and her family. And if she had spoken out about things, they would have lost that money. So it's like these layers of, like, you know, I can stand up for myself, that's fine, but my family's going to get hurt financially.
So What I want to do really quick, and then pause and tell me if you want to expand on one of these terms. But for those of you who are listening who want to look into these files yourselves, we not only will keep, we'll put the links to the websites in the show notes of where you can obtain them, but here are some of the terms that Dr. Leslie suggests that you search, and I'm just going to rattle them off. Sugar sandwiches, white meat, white tuna, chocolate cream pie, shrimp, dinosaur, dentist teeth, Zorro Ranch, of course. Looks like one of Epstein's aliases, Maurice Robert Fortellini, Trump, gazelle, jerky.
And with Trump, I write that because they intentionally used a 1 instead of an L in his name.
Oh, okay. So Donald, but the L mm-hmm. is a number 1, not so an L.
There's a lot of purposeful typos.
Okay.
And he's not, it's not just him, it's Clinton. It's a lot of the big guys had their names with slight errors.
Okay. Okay. Muffin, which is keyword for vulva. Tinkerbell, victims. Cream cheese, which I think most of us have heard what that insinuates. Pie for pedos. Cheese pizza for child material. Flight logs, airplane ritual. Grape soda, which is, it looks like what, a sexual assault fantasy or situation. Soda for sodomy. Mormon, age 10, little girl, Pop-Tart, Chinese cookie, here's some names, intestines, Hannibal, torture, mice, fecal, cannibal again, addicted or addiction, fertility clinic, freeze and freezing, then the term, your littlest girl was a little naughty. And then whoops, which is references to murder or accidental death of a child.
So a lot of the emails were, you know, I hope everything's okay. I think I was a little rough. There's thousands of emails like that. And every single time Epstein responds, whoops.
Jesus.
And so it is assumed, because we don't know where these people are, and they are actively starting to investigate Zorro Ranch, mm-hmm. which is amazing. But whoops means that.
And can you let the listeners maybe who didn't tune into last episode, can you elaborate on what Zorro Ranch is and the allegations surrounding it?
Sure. It's 7,000 acres of land that was owned by Jeffrey Epstein. Now it has been repurchased, and it is, I think they're wanting to turn it into like a child camp or something so convoluted.
Yeah.
But it's all kind of been kept within the family, or the political family, you can say.
Okay.
Right? So Zorro Ranch was where, and it's mentioned a ton in the files, where bodies were buried. And a lot of the survivors have said that they were told or they knew directly that bodies were buried in the ranch.
Okay. So now they're finally investigating.
They are actually investigating it. There is an incinerator there, mm-hmm. but we had talked about there's probably a way to get DNA.
Yeah.
You know, this, how recent has this been? They shut down the airspace above Zorro Ranch last month. So when the heat's on, weird things are happening with this mm-hmm. ranch. But it was owned by Epstein. It was a known place where they were growing these flowers that were used to basically hypnotize people into doing things. And there was trafficking going on and harming of these little girls.
Wow. Now, there was something you had mentioned to me that I feel like I would like you to explain a little bit more. You said that there's a critical presence type ranking system mm-hmm. where it's ranking the names that are mentioned in these files from what, 0 to 10 on a danger scale? Is that right?
I think it's more of a relevant scale. So okay. Artificial intelligence has been our friend, which I absolutely love. But if you go to, let me find the...
Dr. Leslie's pulling up all of her websites right now for... She's feverishly scrolling and finding things.
Okay, so EpsteinOverview.com is the first website I suggest people look at. You have to click that you're 18 and older to access it. And so what it brings up right away, and you can't search in this, but it brings up the name, the person, and their face, and if they're critical. So it's a 1 out of 10, 10 out of 10.
So can you read us some of these people and their ranking?
Yes, but... Yes, but I don't want people to freak out because the first one right now is Trump. Now, this is AI. This isn't a human being choosing this, right?
So if so is AI gathering all of the material and saying, here are the people who are most mentioned, who are most relevant, most tied to the Epstein files, and here's their score?
Yes.
Okay.
So right now, it says that Trump is a 10 out of 10. And I think largely that's because they just released those other three investigative FBI reports. Mm-hmm. And there were no conclusions to the reports.
Okay.
So you're pulling that also from the media because that's just – that was one of the biggest things that happened last week. And second to that, another critical – so these are all the 10 out of 10s right now that the internet is saying are dangerous – we've learned more about them recently, and they are definitely involved.
And so it's like to keep an eye on.
Yes.
Okay.
So we've got Ghislaine Maxwell, of course, because she's trying to basically blackmail Trump right now. We have Jess Staley. Now, he's an interesting one because he is the CEO of Barclays and JP Morgan.
Wow.
So he maintained a very close relationship with Epstein. There's about 33 emails back and forth about money after the conviction and about children and staying with him and travel and everything we would assume that we've talked about. Karina Shulik, I pronounced her name wrong. That's the girlfriend. So she's a 10 out of 10 critical. She has been identified lately. A lot of YouTubers have been trying to go to the island and they've seen her there.
Now, and she's the one who turned dentist?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's the one who turned dentist. So she's in the news a lot because there have been sightings of her, I think. 10 out of 10, the Alexander brothers.
No.
Right? Mm-hmm. They're critical right now because especially the files were used to try – they tried to get a mistrial and no go, right? Then we have no named individuals, right? Like – just the word pregnant. The word pregnant came up so many times in the recent drop that it warranted AI to say it's up there with those other five people we just mentioned.
Wow.
So we've got pregnancy, we've viable pregnancies, 15 different individuals are mentioning viable pregnancies in the files.
Wow.
This is the 47,000 drop
that just came out. Not everything in its totality, just the new 47,000 drop.
Right.
Okay.
And we also don't know what's being pulled down, right? Mm-hmm. We have the Sultan that we talked about. He's stepped down. Leon Black, who's an American billionaire. Now, Leon Black, to me, is a very dangerous person because he owns Apollo Global Management. So he's the money. He's moving a lot of our media. He's moving a lot of our industry. But close ties and a lot of sexually explicit emails with Epstein. Again, why are these people so fucking rich?
Yeah.
Yet they're emailing.
I know.
Aren't they rich enough to know that they're going to be in a honeypot scheme?
Yeah.
So Prince Andrew finally dropped down to a 9.9 out of 10.
Oh, good. Because he got arrested.
Yeah. He got arrested for abusing his status, right, and his position, right? But there's a lot of talk right now that he might spill some tea in order to get a reduced sentence.
Okay.
So that's kind of hyping up on the internet.
And to earlier when you had said Ghislaine is basically trying to blackmail Trump, I'm imagining most people listening understand what that means, but it's because she's taking the fifth, she's not speaking, she's trying to work her own deal and probably get a pardon. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
She's saying if you give me
if that's even her in freaking prison, which doesn't even look like her.
Right, yeah. Right. It doesn't look like her. I don't know how people age. Prison sucks, but it doesn't look like her.
Yeah, even if all your filler dissolved, you wouldn't look like that.
Yeah.
No.
And I definitely think that Epstein is alive. I mean, I...
Well, okay, I table that because I want to get to some listener questions in just a second here. Let's go with a couple more people on this list, and then I want to get to some of these questions because one of them has to do with that.
Okay, so you guys can all check this out, Epstein Overview, but I also want people to know that they should look at Epstein-File-Explorer, and that is also a great way where they're breaking up through artificial intelligence the flight logs, the emails, the FBI reports, the depositions, the financial records.
Okay.
Everyone you see got paid. How much did they get paid? When did they get paid? The guard – who said that Epstein was still alive, got $5,000 one week before he was...
From who?
Disappeared.
From who?
I don't know. I don't know. So she's in there. You can look at her finances as well. So
that's interesting, because especially if you know what those kinds of officers and guards earn, they're not getting a $5,000 pop a week or two before.
And she got it several times. Several times overtime.
Oh, okay.
So tell me this wasn't anticipated.
Yeah.
Right? Again, where there's smoke, there's fire. It's just too much. So go to that website, because that really is a different analysis that we don't have time to look through all this shit. We need AI.
Yeah.
And then Tommy Karstensen has a website where he doesn't have all of it on there, because I think he would probably be arrested for child material. But his website is all the videos.
Okay.
So he's converted all of the images, which I did too, and into videos. There's about, I'd say he put up like 3,000 or 4,000.
Wow.
Now, Pam Bondi referenced 12,000.
Mm-hmm.
Those are probably the ones that he can't put up, because mm-hmm. he would be arrested.
Yeah. It'd be distributing CSAM. Yeah. Yeah.
So if you want to just go to the videos alone to see, especially the prison video, I welcome everyone to analyze that, because we have hours of that footage.
Mm-hmm.
But we're missing 20 seconds when the body was taken.
So let's get with that. I want to get into a couple of these questions really quick. So one of the big questions out there, and this question comes from Cheryl, spelled Cheryl, is how his dead body double still had a prostate, but the files state that Epstein's prostate had been removed years earlier.
Correct.
So in the autopsy report, the ME basically wrote down that the prostate was that the prostate was there or intact. They didn't mark it as being gone, but yet Epstein had his prostate removed years earlier.
Correct. In an email, a doctor writes to Epstein, "You don't have a prostate, right?" And Epstein replies, "Yes."
And so then how did he grow one back?
You can't grow back.
No, right? I know.
So the autopsy was reviewed by three doctors. The Epstein's family brought in their own doctor to review it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they all came to the same conclusion that there was a prostate present in that body and that he had small testicles.
Shocking. Now this, I'm not sure what this means. Maybe you'll know. What about the emails in 2021 about him being in Colorado?
So there are emails about setting up meetings with Epstein in Colorado and that he lives in Colorado. To me, that's Mark. That's okay. His brother.
Oh, okay.
I don't think if this is a world-renowned operative.
If he were still alive, he would not be in the country.
Right.
Yeah.
He's there's no mention of him.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Okay.
But Mark was very, very active and is still very active with the estate.
Okay.
And he's a co-owner of all these properties as well.
There, here's another question from Jordan Marie X3. What real proof do we have that any of this is true? What can we trust?
I think we can trust the files, because there are archives. And if you go into the DOJ archives, they've been around for 20 years. This isn't new.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting a lot of attention towards it now, but the archives have been there for a long time. And what you can trust is the House Oversight Committee. They have a website. That's where they've put on YouTube. That's where they've put the Clinton depositions, and they'll have the Pam Bondi deposition up there as well.
Okay.
What I'd say you cannot trust is the far left or the far right, because I think people are using AI and trying to alter images.
I just saw images yesterday of Bill Clinton and Stephen Hawking in lingerie.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that's AI, correct?
I have not seen that. I've seen that. I didn't see that on any kind of viable source.
Yeah, but people are creating things using AI.
Yeah. And another thing that they're doing is Epstein had weird fucking art in his house. Like, he had art of dead kids. Mm-hmm. He had weird art, just vaginas, like weird shit. And, you know, I had a client once who had somebody come out and make a bathtub for him, and he wanted it to look like a vagina, a vulva, and that the pillow would be the clitoris. Like, this exists, right?
God.
This was just a guy in Santa Barbara.
Different strokes, man.
Right?
Like, you couldn't pay me to get in a vagina bathtub.
Right. Like, and really.
And I have one.
How is that pillow
not a vagina
be?
Bathtub, but vagina. Wow.
So Epstein had all this weird art. Now, what people are doing is they're taking the art, putting black boxes over it, and making it look like it was real. Now, if the one image that has gone very viral is the three raw chickens. And in the middle, it looks like there's a little girl's leg. So the middle, you would assume, is a baby, right? I found the original art. It's a really fucking weird artist. It's him naked, a grown man, masturbating, and that's his foot, and he's between these two chickens.
Like he's masturbating to two rotisserie chickens?
He's the size of the chickens.
Like he shrunk himself down
for
the art?
He shrunk himself down, yeah. He's holding his erect penis.
Next to two raw chickens.
Yeah, and he's on the cutting board with them.
I've never understood art, and I don't think I ever will understand art, honestly.
If you go to his website, and I can find his name.
Please don't.
All of his art is like that. It's all very, very bizarre. Now, why was – so we had – the FBI used AI to overly redact, right? So I think they redacted things that weren't suspicious just to be careful at the same time.
Right.
So they redacted that
image. So that it makes people think that there's more to it if it's redacted.
Right.
Got it. Man, this is interesting. I don't know if you'll know this, but I definitely want to look into this if we can. Maybe we'll do it after this episode. Kate Honeycutt photo is saying Kyron Horman's name is mentioned in the files. I remember watching you cover this case. This is a case that I had covered, and it was involving his stepmom. There was like some shadiness that she was involved in this, and that was a really upsetting case. He was a young boy. And I don't think there ever was a final resolution with that case, if I'm remembering correctly. So maybe we can search that after this episode.
Yeah, I mean, he's in the files and it's on News Nation.
Wait, let me see. What does it say?
Let's see. News Nation has a lot of ads. It's very annoying.
I know. Here, I can pull it up on my phone so I can read it.
He was mentioned in an online tip by the FBI July 2019 regarding child trafficking allegations to Ontario, Canada.
Wow.
And there's a suggestion that it was between Epstein. We also have more Madeline information that came out
Madeline
last week.
Madeline McCann?
Yeah.
I saw that. Can you go into that a little bit? I just want to pull this up while you guys are...
It's a new image of Epstein holding her.
Well, it's confirmed?
Yeah, it's on the DOJ website.
Him holding Madeline McCann?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How old was she?
I have to find the file number. Based on my own kids, she looked 3.
What? Let's see. Recent release of court documents related to Jeffrey Epstein made public in early 2026 have included a 2009 witness statement that mentions a potential sighting of Madeline McCann. The statement contains an unverified tip alleging that Ghislaine Maxwell was seen with a young girl who resembled the missing British child. Okay, so there's a tip and an allegation, but let me see what the photo is. Description of the sighting. The witness claimed that the girl was approximately 6 years old, which would match her age in 2009, and was covering her right eye, which reminded them of Madeline's distinct, Columbia? I'm going to say that wrong, but that's right. She did have something with her eye. Okay. FBI and authorities in the UK and the US have clarified that this is unconfirmed, uncorroborated, and an isolated tip. It has not led to any new formal investigation. Okay, but I wonder what that photo is. And I want to go back to this Kyron thing. Okay, so I'm going to write that down. I want to look into Kyron and Madeline. Okay, let me see. What's another question here? Okay, from Yurex, what is Donald Trump's actual involvement?
That's really, really hard to say. And it's because he's not transparent about it. I mean, everyone in power settles allegations against them. And I say that because I've been a part of all of it. Like, I've been a part of the highest ranking lawyers in our country settling against their paralegals. You know, they're in Florida, they're in New York, they're in the same circle, right? I've tested their trauma, I've talked to them, I've heard their stories, and I've testified in court about it. But most of the time I don't get to court because they settle out of court. And so Donald Trump is known and has been known for many, many years, decades, for settling out of court with people. Now, he's also been very wealthy, mm-hmm. right? He's been a target. You're always going to target wealthy people if you're someone who wants to sue, right? But the fact that he is named in the files
so many times,
more than anyone else other than Epstein, is very suspicious. Mm-hmm. And then we have so many allegations of sexual assault. And they go so far and then they stop. And then there's no notation of any of it. So it is a reasonable assumption to say that he was involved and that he had sexual misconduct with children.
Based on your experience with victims, with predators, with trials, what you're seeing and the trajectory of this, do you anticipate, if you had to be a betting woman and do a prediction, do you think that this is a house of cards that will slowly but surely start collapsing and we are starting with the arrest of Prince Andrew and investigations, or do you think this will only go so far and it will be swept under the rug?
I think it'll keep falling. And I think it's because this is an older demographic and they're going to age out.
So the truth is imminent. It's just going to take some time.
Definitely. I think that's why we need younger politicians, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why there's this massive push to not take AIPAC money. There's a big push to have grassroots campaigns on both sides. Like, let's just be transparent. We're not voting because we are being pushed to or we're getting paid to. Mm-hmm. You know, our Supreme Court is filled with people who are older. A lot of the people are older. Three have had very severe sexual abuse allegations made against them. You know, Clarence's son has, I think he was actually charged with rape, wow. one of the Supreme Court. So I think as we age out the people who are preventing us from seeing this and we bring in people who are more vocal and can explain it and talk about it.
Like a new level of transparency, a new generation coming yes. in.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
What, aside from the sites, what would you want to share with the viewers or the listeners of what their biggest takeaway should be right now and what they should be doing if they are also outraged about everything that they're seeing and hearing?
I think vote in the primaries. And I say that I'm not political. Everyone thinks I'm very political.
Are you going to announce that you're running?
No, signatures were due Friday. I did not put mine on the. No.
Are you voting for Spencer Pratt? We can talk about that offline.
He was so rude to me at the movies once.
Oh, he was?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, no. So vote in the primaries.
So the reason I say vote in the primaries is because I want you to vote for somebody who is willing to impeach Pam Bondi. I want you to vote for somebody who has a backbone, who is going to say, I'm not going to let this go. I'm going to bring down this Epstein network and tower, and I don't care how much money I'm offered.
And where do you think that people who maybe are not following politics as closely as you are, where are good resources for them to start to look so that they can come up with their own thoughts and opinions on who they want to vote for?
Well, you can look up Congress and the elections. I also, which I can make available, I have, this is my dorky forensic side. I've been working with a group called Citizens Impeach, and we have a spreadsheet of every single candidate on left, right, independent, you know, all the different parties, who they're going to come up against at the primaries and the date that that's happening.
Oh.
And so I have all of it mapped out all the way till November.
Maybe you can share that on socials.
Yeah.
And can you let everybody know your socials too, where they can find you, find more information and all of this? Because you are posting multiple times a day.
Yeah. I'd say Instagram for Dr. Leslie is that's going to be the place where you find more of the Epstein content because TikTok is suppressing it mm-hmm. because of its new ownership. I've started Substack, which I'll start writing more about the Epstein information. And then my website, I can put the Excel spreadsheet on my website so everyone can see the dates and everything because we have an election coming up mm-hmm. March 17th in one of the states, and I don't think people even know.
Yeah.
Like 1,000 people might vote in a primary. People don't even do it. So vote for someone with a backbone. Go to my website, drleslydobson.com. I'll put that in there.
Okay.
And then you can just see, understand who these people are.
Yeah.
Are they for you? I mean, the people in South Orange County have been in these positions for like 10 years. They've never had a town hall. They don't open their doors. You can't go in and ask them, why aren't you doing something about the Epstein files? Mm-hmm. They don't answer their phones. They get paid. They don't show up to Congress to vote. What are they doing?
Yeah.
Where's the fight? And that's what I want, is I want that the change is going to come when we elect people in any political party who are willing to fight for the well-being of Americans mm-hmm. and not just let this Epstein stuff fade away.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here again. If you guys want more, and maybe if we end up doing a part three, we'll do just full Q&A. If you're down with that too, let me know in the comment section if you guys want more, to where it's like, maybe it's even a live stream. I don't know, where people can bring in their questions as we go. And because I think a lot of people are still trying to wrap their minds around it and do have so many questions. So while it's great to have these episodes where we're putting out a lot of information, there's so much information that it's like, I think it's easy to get overwhelmed and know like, okay, how do I distill this? What? How do I make sense of it? But maybe if we do something in that format where it's Q&A, maybe that will help. So I don't know. You guys let me know. Maybe you're like, actually, Annie, we don't need any of that. We're good as is. But
yeah. And if people want to feel like they're doing something as well, you know, report the doctors. Mm-hmm. Report them to the medical board.
Yeah.
The medical board will open private investigations away from politics, away from this country. They have their own world they live in. Let them look at these doctors. Maybe there are more allegations against them than we know.
Right.
And this will finally flip it over and they'll lose their license.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for being here again. I really appreciate it. I know it's a lot of dark stuff to talk about, but thank you.
Yeah. And just so you know, I was born in Canada.
I heard a little bit of it when you said a boot. Yeah. I got a little sense.
I'm not some like raging political person.
No, I know.
I was born in Canada, and I'm learning about this as we all learn together. And it's being shoved down our throats.
I think that's the thing. And I like hate to beat a dead horse, but like to just reiterate, it's not about red or blue anymore. It's about just calling it out and everybody kind of being together and going against this. And like, it sucks that that's what's going to take, what it takes to get us united for once, but maybe it is what it takes. So,
Why is a forensic psychologist who specializes in sexual predators, why am I so busy right now? Mm-hmm. Why is my job so in need? That's fucking weird.
That's alarming.
That's fucking weird.
It is. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. And if you do want that part three, and if you do want the part three, if you want it, Q&A, and go check out Dr. Leslie Dobson on all socials and her website. And we'll be back again with another episode soon. But until then, I don't know, just be nice and don't kill people. Don't hurt people. And I don't know, just I could go on and on and on. Just stay safe. Okay.
Bye.